commence the recording of the meeting, and we understand the implications that that brings with it. There are no apologies. I'll ask for a declaration of interest. I'll take that as nil. And we'll move on to confirmation of minutes held on the 18th of July. Someone would like to move that. Councillor Walker, Councillor Bunter. Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put all those in favour. Against? Carry. I'd now like a motion to move into closed section of council. Did the first...
$42,000. Is that the...
$42.
That does transfer from Rail Lifestyles. On the first page. Second bottom one.
$342.
$342.
Just to clarify, probably just something, just pull something up today. Probably going to tidy that up.
With the plaza upgrades, so have we made a saving then on that?
Yeah, we want to talk to that one too. To the one we've just completed, Street Seats and Beats? No savings on.
So the difference between those two things, the transfer to reserves.
There would be a transfer to reserves at the end of 2022-23 because we haven't quite finished the works. So there'll be a little bit of expenditure in 23-24.
Electronic signage, you want to ask a question on that?
What's the deal with electronic signage?
This point in time, Councillor Mockler, we've called quotes. Those quotes came back in higher than what we anticipated. So we've got a budget there of $75,000, and there was one of the quotations that came back that was in line with budget, however we weren't happy with what was proposed within that. So at the moment we're basically, it's on hold, and we're reviewing whether we come back to council looking to only do one of the two signs at this point in time. And look at a future funding opportunity for the other, or we look at where we could source additional funds from. But either way, at this point in time, we couldn't go ahead because of budget.
Sure, Mr. Mayor, would today be an appropriate opportunity, if we want to complete that project, that we do that as part of the quarterly budget review, an additional funding allocation to match that, so that the project can be completed?
Where would you be looking to get that?
It's transferred to reserves in the as part of this process, and so the September review you could consider that then. Give us some time to think about it.
Well, I think it's something that the community has asked for previously, and we're going out on a limb to say that we're going to deliver it as part of our.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just to refresh Council's memory there, the two parts of that were the visitor signage up near the up what was called Apex Park opposite the Kiwi Heritage Centre there, where the Welcome to Bundamba sign is, and the concept there was that that could be operated from in the office to change that signage and that messaging as much as we wanted to promote whatever was on in Gill to visitors. And then the second part of that is a community notice board to be located in the plaza once complete, next to the library hub. So that was about a community notice board that we could also update from in here with things of interest to the community on a weekly basis or a daily basis for that matter. So people walking past, foot traffic in the CBD could actually relate to that. And I think both elements will have their merit, but when you added them both together, came out not double, but close enough to with the preferred options, including all the behind the scenes software, etc., that goes with that to ensure that you can operate from in the office here, and the power that goes with it. There was a couple of things we didn't quite allow for that meant that, as I say, the preferred quotes were well above what we had. Keeping in mind that $75,000 was put away some years ago, as the gentleman who just said, and it's been in reserves for a few years.
So inflation another 75,000 this Friday?
I'll say another 60,000 councillor free was based on the quotes, but if you're allowed for contingencies, you can say double.
Mm. So we've really had a report budget review to make space for that, yeah.
Oh.
The September quarterly budget?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. We're going to
do it,
though.
Oh,
I'm not
confident to be saying there's going to be $60,000 for that budget, so we'll see where we go.
We can certainly prepare a detailed report for the September meeting if you like to consider for the first quarterly review.
There's a couple of things like the hard trade file was up the top of being spent and a bit of the way down the second page for those for the budget.
Yeah, three, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, that's the shade sale, both over the playground equipment and the replacement shade sale over the skate park.
So we've got two points of the recommendation now. The first one is the report be noted. In a future report to come to the September meeting regarding the electronic signage and the completion of the two projects there.
I remember, Mr. Moore. I'll have you second that.
Councillor Walker, who seconded that? Councillor Lockler and Councillor Walker. Walker moved it, Lockler seconded it. I can't make things easy for you. Okay, are there any further discussions on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Move on, councillor remuneration. And this is just the annual local government remuneration tribunal. And the recommendation that we set the fees for councillors and the additional mayor fee.
Of course.
At the maximum for a rural councillor. I'd like to move that or something more. Councillor Butter, Councillor Walker. Very further discussions on that. I'll put all those in favour.
Right.
Against, carried. Review of the refundable accommodation deposit and the daily accommodation deposit. And the recommendation there from the director is that it's currently at 300,000. We retain it at 300,000. Councillor Mann, Councillor Mudford.
I have a question, Mr. Mayor. In previous discussions on this topic, there was some suggestion that the RAD may not be sufficient to cover liabilities. Has that issue been sort of sorted by the committee?
It has, very much so. I think. Would you like to just
speak to that? Through you, Mr. Mayor, the RAD does cover what we need to have in our offsets to meet the requirements. We have enough in our reserves to be able to, you know, be shut down tomorrow, pay them all back.
That's
what the government require of us, pretty much. So we're in a comfortable position. I think the recommendation is based around looking at our occupancy.
Excuse me.
When we get a healthy occupancy list, then I think it would be pertinent of us to review the rank at that stage.
It's certainly a lower end of comparison, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. And you can't price yourself out of that.
No. But it's considered adequate stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to add a comment, just I guess for a bit, that early this week we were 100% full.
Okay.
Well done.
First time. Then someone did leave us, so we're back down. But we were 100% full at the beginning of the week, and we've got some people on our wait list. So.
Great, wonderful.
Without dwelling on what level of agency staff have we got?
Well,
employed at the moment?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we currently have 5 care workers that are running full time on our roster. We have 1 registered nurse that through an agency cost us significant, so we're trying to taper those as much as possible and keep business sustainable.
So 1 registered nurse, we've got agency care people? Care.
Yes, 5 agency care.
Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The pothole repair fund. Ma'am. So, my question is, we've got $260,000 remaining.
That's an update.
Have we got the opportunity to equip that by 1st of January?
And do we have enough potholes?
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll answer the ballot question first. I believe we do have enough trials.
So happy for you.
And we've got strategies to try and equip them.
Excuse me.
I don't think there's going to be an appetite for the new government to roll this over into past the
So is the equivalent process for the funding a lot easier than what it is through the NADRA process?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, absolutely. Yeah, this is just a simple way, give us the money, they've said spend the money, and all we have to do, when they first of all gave us the money, there wasn't any information about what reporting they would require, and then eventually they came and said that they wanted to know the proportion being spent on regional roads compared to local roads, and also if we could give them an indication of family potholes. And we know from, you know, the dollars that we spend on the highway, we've got a bit of a figure for, you know, how much potholes cost to repair, and we just prorate that onto the money that we've spent.
This is for potholes in bitumen, Derek?
Yes.
Okay, would someone like to move that be noted? Councillor Murphy, Councillor Freed. If there's no further questions, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The quarterly operational plan, 30th of June 23, and that was included as an attachment to the business paper.
I think it was some 97 pages, if my memory's correct.
Yes, it was.
Can you go back to the old full-blooded one?
No.
Are there any issues raised in there?
No, I don't know.
The budget.
The budget. Just crunch the numbers.
Righto, so the recommendation there is that operational plan for 30th of June be adopted. We have a member, Councillor Lockler, Councillor Pearce. There's no further questions. I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. The quarterly budget review is on the 30th of June. And you've got a copy of that new document as an attachment also. There's some detailed notes there.
There's a lot in this, and I'd like to think that it's a given that there's still some significant income pending that will be received in this financial year. I might hand over to Guy.
He was thinking about something.
The results summary, Mike?
Well, it's pretty much as presented in the budget report. Based on where we were at the March review, it's a worsening result for the general fund, but still a surplus result. And as stated, I'm sure you guys have already talked about, there is funding that we haven't received in that previous financial year that will be received in this current financial year. So if that fund had been received, it would have been pretty well on the target for the general fund. Good results in all the other funds. Jack Towney Hostel was a deficit result, but that was planned, because there was funding received in a prior year. that had to be spent in that year. So while it was a deficit result in 22-23, it was offset by a surplus in 21-22. And Kooi Lodge's result, while still a deficit result, was an improvement on previous years. And then you had Around the Living, which made a large surplus. So overall, the result of council overall was a fairly significant surplus for the year.
Yeah.
But it was pretty well where we'd expected it to be.
So, Councillor, looking at the document in front of you, general fund had a surplus of $30,000.
Yep.
Which doesn't provide a real lot of opportunity for us to transfer those funds to another project as such. Whether we leave it as just a property in general fund, whether someone wants to put in reserve for something relative or appropriate.
Which projects funded in last year's budget and underspent, they're showing as transfers to it. The difference is showing as transfers.
Well, unless the grant funding wasn't actually received.
Yeah, right.
So while the budget might have been substantial because it was offset by funding, if that full funding wasn't received, well, the full budget didn't get transferred.
Yeah. Well, but if we. Even if we don't spend something against the budget, current project if I remember my days in local government,
yeah.
You would transfer it across.
Yes.
And then if there was capital projects that we were doing that were funded for the year, and again the same thing, under expended, we need to transfer that, or have you transferred those in?
Yeah, they're included in there.
No, that's all right.
Okay, and then moving through water fund and sewer, where they're both strict and cans. Around the Living, I think we do have a strategy in place with Around the Living's accumulated surpluses. And this year in the budget, we've got an opportunity for the design of another group home, or I shouldn't use that term, another home. With the opportunity to use some of the Around the Living surpluses, accumulated surpluses, to fund the proposed ARTC housing project.
As a loan.
Yeah, in terms of loan.
I think it has to be on the record as a loan.
Then the other accounts there, well, Kooi Lodge with. I definitely think they're seeing daylight with Kooi Lodge after a lot of hard work by staff. A few lost night sleep, I suggest. Carl Gint is the same. Jack Townie was a deficit, but that was, as the guy said, it was a paying one. And our financial indicators there are all in accordance with. Bloke called Hoyle. If I'm correct there. So
I just have a couple of questions. Just on the capital, the big capital projects, the Kooi housing centre. It looks like we've got $64,000. If I read that right.
Page 26.
Yeah, page 26. Then it covered finalising the cultural heritage centre project, and then we've got dollars to finish off the joint project. No.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor, the overall allocation to the cultural precinct out of various funds, including the CHC and the Jack Townie, the Joy Tragic Gallery, there is the budget covers it overall. So there's some changes to allocations within, but overall the budget covers it. So no additional budget required for that.
Where the other expenditure addition was transferred across.
We've requested, and that's included in the document, transfers to reserves. Anything that hasn't been spent's been transferred to reserves for 23-24.
And the actual library, I'm sorry, again, that's a similar thing. I think we're transferring $1.3 million And will that cover the project, or will we need to put more money into that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we had a working group meeting just recently with, and we presented with the latest budget, and I think on one side there might be some variations, correct me here, some variations that go over, but on the other side there's also delays and damages and that sort of thing that may actually offset that.
Okay.
So about it.
So we'll put, could have a look at that again with the quarter budget review where we're at.
So you satisfied there, Mr. Mayor?
Just another one.
Yep.
I said the basketball court seating wasn't completed. I'd like to sit on it.
The seating?
Yeah.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yeah. The seating has been completed. It just went to an incorrect allocation.
I was sitting on something. And I needed to.
Yes, it has been completed.
Great move.
Right, councillors, so
just a question, Mr. Mayor, just on gravel pits on page 20. The income of, maybe the question for Darryl, income of 260,000. How do you make income from gravel pits? Like, you charge that to the job?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, what happens is the road based on the gravel, so when we put the gravel on the road, so that's reflected in the local roads operation expenses. But the very small result in the gravel pits between income and expenditure was actually a result of us doing some rehabilitation out of the money earned this year. So that pit was partially, in normal years that would go back into reserves for rehabilitation at a later time.
Yeah.
But we actually did the rehabilitation in this, the same year. As we were using the pit. So that's why the gravel expenditure was higher than
A question, please, Mr. Mayor, for Mr. Alston. How's the library going? Are we on time again or behind time? We're looking at penalties room.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the hub itself, as you know, like the, what do we call that? Practical completion date is well and truly past the construction phase, and at the moment the projects team are working very hard to ensure that the contractor has got the subcontractors there and is delivering on their promises, but there's been some unexpected delays which have been out of their control to an extent with summaries and those sorts of things. So I'd say to you, the practical completion date provided by North at this stage is...
If you don't mind, 3 years from there, the practical completion date's well expired. So they're into penalties, as you referred to. I won't get into the detail of that in open council, but there's still some minor variations to mop up, and but while ever we're expecting some completion within the next month, so that's what we're expecting, unless there's any other surprises.
It's pleasing to note that there is, like, every time we go past it, it's still plenty of action, so it is progressing.
There are people down the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have been regular.
I mean, to some degree, that's outside of our control as to, we've got a contract that is in place and that's been managed, and how they do their work is their business, and what they're about to roll to some degree. But it is progressing.
And we have got a called a professional contract with the builder, which is very promising.
Quite like to move the recommendation of page 32, Mr. Mayor.
Would you like to change it and take out subject 2 as reported?
Yeah, absolutely.
The quarterly budget review document be adopted.
Adopted.
That's moved by Councillor Walker. Thanks, Nick. Moved by Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Butter. There's no further discussion on that. I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carry. We now move on to the committee meetings for adoption. There's, the first one there is the Lifestyle Advisory Board. And then as a late attachment, we have the Promotion Economic Development Committee minutes on your hub. Was there anything in that you wanted to highlight, Mr. Elsman?
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor. First off, apologies for the late getting that one out to you, which was only this morning. But we did put the meeting back a week, the actual meeting, so it was only held last week. But and it is a significant report there. This, we also provided with the full reports that went to the Economic Development Committee, because there were some 46 pages of reports. And it was by far our largest meeting for a while. I think it went for nearly 3 hours, but really worthwhile meeting. And you've got the minutes there. I don't think there's any particular things that you're not aware of previously that are in those minutes. But I guess I'd want to highlight to you a couple of things within there. That we did discuss the Towards 5000 strategy at that meeting, and just where council, the direction that council's taking with health strategy and childcare strategy and those sorts of things to feed into that Towards 5000. The other thing to probably highlight there is the Shop Local campaign for this year, the Christmas Shop Local, and just the endorsement of the committee to continue with a similar size prize pool, which it has been provided by the council, which is a $12,000 prize pool, out of keeping in mind that there's a $50,000 budget allocation for Shop Local initiatives for the year, and that includes things like business workshops, all sorts of things within that. But for the Christmas Shop Local campaign, which the committee focused on, they identified there that they wish to pretty well stay with the same format as last year, and that will include a major event. I think it's the 16th of December. Which will be a Christmas Wonderland event as part of that Shop Local campaign for Christmas. But the other things that are in there, we spoke about at the workshop, the murals. Councillor Babbage. The other big one was the camping trial, mm-hmm. the overnight parking area trial. We do have significant concerns raised by the local caravan park owners at this point in time. And so within those minutes there, you'll see where we are going to look at collecting as much data as we can. A couple of the caravan parks have already volunteered to provide us with their occupancy rates this year and last year to compare over the periods. We're also looking at collecting data from local businesses in terms of postcodes of those that are using the businesses in the CBD, to ascertain whether the level of visitation to the CBD doesn't directly relate to our overnight parking area, but looking at visitation overall. So collecting as much data as we can over the 12 months to allow you to, at the end of the trial period, make a really informed decision, or as informed as it can be in a circumstance like this. But I'll just flag with you at this stage that we've actually, since that meeting, been able to the Gilgandra Caravan Park to have a discussion with them, and they're very concerned. And the Chirawino Caravan Park had already raised during the meeting their issues around occupancy rates and how the overnight parking areas, ours and others, impact their businesses. So that's an important thing just to note at this point in time. There'll be further reports to council as we go along on those statistics, but we will be working closely with all the parties, not just the caravan parks, all the businesses. Councillor Babbage, as the chairman, I don't know whether there's anything else.
No, I think that was good. Yeah.
Okay, councillors, so we've got two committee meetings there for adoption.
It's just a quick one. Is there some way of getting input from people to stay in the free camping? If it wasn't available in Gilligan, would they stay?
Through you, Mr Mayor, we currently are collecting that, so we're collecting a lot of data around the trial area itself. And that is indicating that, that if we're not parking here tonight for a rest and we're not using a caravan park, we're moving on to another area that allows us to do what we want to do. But I guess the challenge that the caravan parks have thrown out there at the moment is whether that is completely accurate, given that there's associations behind free camping and overnight areas and that sort of thing, whether that's completely accurate. And the second part of that challenge is, does that stay actually turn into something of economic benefit to the community? Mm-hmm. So of a tangible economic development benefit. And I guess our challenge here is, how much data can we collect off local businesses on whether their trade is increasing and whether it's increasing from out of town people as well. So that's where we're hoping to use those that have got the most modern point of sales to be able to easily, they'll be able to easily, hopefully, if they're willing to cooperate, whack in the postcode of those that are actually spending money in their shops. So that's that side of it. So the answer is yes, we're collecting plenty of data that's very positive to the area itself, but we're collecting that from the users, and the challenge is, how do we collect the other side of that data, which is occupancies and spends in businesses in our community.
And whether they came from the free camping place or just the paid caravan parking.
Right, so that's the committee members for adoption. Someone like to move that? Councillor Frick, seconder. Councillor Lightfoot. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. The next one are committee meetings for notation, and that includes the consultants committee only. Someone like to move that they be noted?
Councillor Moffat has.
Councillor Mockler, Councillor Mead, sorry, I was looking at the board.
I was looking.
Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour? Against carried. We now move on to the reports for information and notation, statement of bank balances and investment balances. And once again, I'll look at the NAB and wonder why they're leaving town. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. Progress on questions for next meeting. There's a report on the gravel pits. Then we move into development applications. Must be a big pool.
True, Mr. Mayor,
travel time
is very expensive.
Okay, and the report there on the second last page is that those reports be noted.
Yeah.
I'd like to move that, Councillor Bunda, Councillor Peer. I'll put that. All those in favour?
No.
Against carried. The last item there is Canterbury Beat correspondence. And that relates to the minutes of the country mayor's meeting held on the 4th of August. And so I'd like to move the reception to be noted. Thanks, Councillor Walker, Councillor Mudford. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against carried. And the time being 4:52. Thank you, councillors. I'll declare the meeting closed. Councillors, start. Thank you.